It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Okay, good to be back with you here on a Thursday, April 3rd, the day before my birthday. I'm going to take off again for my birthday tomorrow. No, I'm not really. I'm not going to, but you'll hear from me again tomorrow. But it is good to be back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Want to first thank, as always, Josh Schmidt, my producer here, and Zach Jones, who will be in a little bit later, and Derek Kramer for hosting and steering the ship over the last several days. And obviously, I joined them from the NFL owners meetings down in Palm Beach. But yeah, it was a good week. And I'm sure you guys got into a lot of the stuff going down there at the owners' meetings, Josh. Some good debates and discussion we had here on the show, obviously. But, you know, a lot of things that I think people still are, you know, debating, I guess, about the Bills offseason, NFL rules, stuff like that. So anyway, thank you. Thank you and Zach and Derek for that. What's it like working with Zach and Derek? They cool to you?
Oh, yeah, of course they're cool. They got to be cool to me, or else I'll turn their mics off, you know?
I mean, I love it. They did a good job, but I really appreciate that. So a lot happened at the NFL owners meetings. I think I was on with you guys when I said I learned some geography. It was not West Palm Beach. Now there's Palm Beach, there's West Palm Beach. So West Palm Beach, actually Palm Beach is more like, it's more on the coast, obviously. It's like almost like an island, right? But it stretches down and there are bridges. You go over a bridge, you're in West Palm Beach, you go over a bridge, now you're in Palm Beach. So whenever I would say I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida, it really wasn't accurate. It was Palm Beach, Florida. The hotel I was staying at was in West Palm Beach. Now, I couldn't stay at the hotel where the owners were because that's the Breakers, and I don't think Odyssey would like me very much to be booking hotels there and submitting that expense account. So the media really doesn't stay at that same hotel. But I did learn, Josh, that the difference was between West Palm Beach, where I was staying, and then would drive over the bridge every morning, then that would be Palm Beach, where the Breakers Hotel is.
That's just way too many, like, you know, differences. Why not just have it all just be one big thing? You know what I mean? Like, I guess it's,
well,
like,
I mean,
it's a city, so you got to kind of break it up, I guess. But, like, that's like,
I mean, I guess it's the same thing if you say to somebody you're in North Tonawanda and they go, no, you're in Tonawanda.
Oh, right. That's true.
Or if you're in Tonawanda, no, you're in North Tonawanda, right? There's a difference there.
That does make, and I think North Tonawanda and Tonawanda are separated by a bridge, are they not?
I think they are. That's like, right. They're also, it's a pretty big rivalry up there. It has been for many years, in many ways, a friendly rivalry, I guess. But yeah, for sure. So anyway, it was in Palm Beach, Florida, and a lot happened there, including the NFL rules that were passed, that weren't passed, that were tabled. I'd like to get into that a little bit today. Obviously, the tush push was front and center, and Sean McDermott had a lot to say about that, where his position is on it. So we'll get into all that. And of course, the Bills stuff, right? I mean, James Cook and his situation. I know that Jeremy and Nate had been talking about it all morning. And I'd like to continue that a little bit today, as well as Mac Hollins. And I say that because I'll tell you, it's funny. McDermott speaks on Sunday last week and was asked about Mac Hollins. Maybe it was even Bean. They both were, I guess. And, you know, they talked about, you know, Mac Hollins, especially McDermott, and, you know, he's a big piece of what we had last year. That's a void to fill. Obviously, he helped them on offense, but really on special teams as well. Big role for him. And a lot of people said right away, well, why didn't you just resign him then? Just resign him. And my response would be, well, he got up to $10.4 million over 2 years with the New England Patriots. And I think that would be why. And there were still people who said, well, I still would have done it. So I actually put up a poll yesterday. And this poll right now, you can find this on my Twitter feed, at Sal Sports. And the poll has, we are 3 votes shy of 8,000 votes. So we have a lot of votes. So go there now. You can vote. I think this poll has 2 hours left. I put it up right at noon yesterday. So you have until noon today. It's a one-day poll, all right? We're 3 votes shy of 8,000. So we got a really good sample size here. And the question I posed on the poll was, would you have wanted the Bills to pay Mac Hollins the exact same deal he got in New England? 2 years, $8.4 million base salary with incentives that could reach $10.4 million total. And it is actually a lot closer than I thought it would be. 54% of you say, no, you would not give him that deal. 45, close to 46% say, yes, you would give him that deal. A little closer than I thought. I thought more would say no, a little too steep. But you can go there and vote, and I'd like to see the results. And I want to talk about that and James Cook and how all this is kind of related. Wow, we're already up to over 8,000 votes, I think, now since I said that. So thank you. So it's all kind of related, right, and how all this works. It's really interesting, I think, that sometimes, and of course, some fans just don't know, and that's fine, and people reading, and I try to help them and answer questions, or some questions I don't know the answer to, but whenever I can, I'll answer it. But a lot of times, I just see people throw out things that just are unrealistic. Well, I would have done this and done that. Well, you can't do that. Somebody said to me today, I would have just dumped Curtis Samuel. Yeah, then you would have spent close to $15 million in dead money, $12 million in dead money on the cap, and then another three, I think, that you have to add on top of it for other reasons. But even if it was a June 1 cut, it would have been over $8 million this year and next year. So you're not just dumping Curtis Samuel. Like, those are things you just can't throw out there, right? For example, and that's fine if you don't know that stuff, but this is why it's not always linear. It's not always just that straight. With this question, though, as a lot of people also said, well, Sal, I don't know who it would have cost them to bring in. Well, look, I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. I don't want to make it complicated. The simple question I'm asking you in this poll is, would you have given him that same contract? Because I want to get into why it should be that simple in a second. Let me reset the show for you, though, and set it up for you today. Welcome into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. When you do tweet me at Sal Sports, or you do call me at 803-0550, that is getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. So we have Jonah Bronstein joining me at 10:30 today. And the reason why Jonah is going to join me, he is a digital sports reporter for News 4 in Buffalo, Channel 4, a contributor with the AP. And Jonah is somebody, you all know I'm a big college basketball fan, and you also know I'm very much into the high school scene and, you know, whether it's current or past high school scene. I know Carlin Hartman, associate coach at Florida, was on with Shoep and Bulldog yesterday. He's a Grand Island native, a lot of ties in college basketball. Jonah's a big college basketball fan. He's very much on top of the scene, and he's been covering the UB women, and they are headed to the NIT championship, the women's NIT championship. How about that, Josh? You guys had Becky Burke on last week. Every time Becky Burke comes on, I'm not on. It just seems like it fits in the windows where you guys can talk to her. You've developed this relationship, having her come on the Extra Point Show with Zach and Derek and you. And how about that? The women's NIT championship Sunday at 5 p.m. right here at Alumni Arena against Troy. That's pretty cool, Josh, isn't it?
Yeah, that was such an awesome thing to open up and see on Twitter last night. I remembered, oh, I got to go check the score, see what happened. And then you see the score and you see they won. It's like, oh, that's great. They got to the final. And then it's like, okay, did they get the attendance they needed? Are they going to get into the, are they going to have the final here? And then you see the next tweet is like, boom, yeah, the final is going to be at Alumni Arena. It's just, it's awesome that, awesome for local college basketball just in general, and especially awesome for the UB women. Like, that's a really great achievement for them.
Yeah, for sure. So Jonah's going to join me at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk about the season that the women have had, the UB women under Becky Burke. They're headed to the women's NIT final, which is a super big deal, super cool for our area. We didn't have a lot of success in college basketball, much success this year, but that is one of the teams that did, and they are headed to the women's NIT final on April 5th. I mean, you think about it, the college basketball season in the country ends Monday night, right? The championship game. This week we have the Final Four and we have the championship game. You have a team here in Buffalo, the UB Bulls, the women's team, that's literally playing on the second to last day of the entire season and the last day of women. Now, when is the women's NCAA final, actually? I need to get that one, though, because maybe, is that on Tuesday, actually? Just want to make sure I have this tomorrow. Okay, Final Four is going on tomorrow. Here's the women, and then let's see. I want to make sure I get this right. Yeah, Sunday, April 6th is the championship. So April 5th, I should say, is, oh, that's Saturday. April 5th is Saturday, and I kept saying Sunday. My apologies. That's why I'm getting this confused. April 5th is the women's NIT. April 6th is the NCAA Women's Championship. And then the men are the following night on April 7th. But you have all this, and UB has a team in it. Okay, that is one successful team. Also, the Damon men's team. How about Mike McDonald, our good friend? And this is a team that was undefeated all season until they went into the Division II tournament, and they unfortunately lost in the second round. They were the number one seed. But obviously, Jonah was covering that all year. So we're going to talk about all of that. And Mike McDonald, he was actually awarded the Division II Coach of the Year for the entire country. So that is very cool. Jonah Bronstein at 10:30. We'll talk college basketball with Jonah, and also a little bit of some connections going on the high school scene up at the college level this time of year. In the meantime, I want to take your call on both Mac Hollins and James Cook. All right. What would you have done with Mac? Would you have given that deal? And what do you think the Bills should do with James Cook? Because to me, the story of the owners' meetings for the Bills, the story of the Bills' owners' meetings, like the Bills' side of things, is Brandon Bean's comments about James Cook. Anytime, not going to get a contract, quote, anytime soon. That's what he said. I don't expect a contract extension, quote, anytime soon. Well, since that has happened, we now have, apparently James Cook has put his house up for sale. And that's been the report. I saw that. Nick Veronica tweeted it out, also from WIVB TV Channel 4. I think there's some other reports about that. But apparently that has happened. So now everybody's trying to tie the tea leaves together. What does that mean? Look, I'm here to tell you, it could mean something. It doesn't have to mean anything. I think it's important to note that just because you put your house up for sale doesn't mean you actually have to sell your house. I know people who have their house up for sale, who've had it, who ultimately didn't sell or sold it a year and a half later, right? I mean, it doesn't mean you're necessarily moving out of your house immediately. I also wonder if it's something of a negotiating tactic with his agent. Is it his agent saying, hey, we need to do this? It could be anything. Maybe it's James Cook. Maybe there's a trade on the horizon. I don't know what it means. I just would say it could mean something. It could mean absolutely nothing. I'll tell you, a few years ago, it's a true story. A few years ago, I don't remember exactly what year it was. You can look it up. Brandon Bean listed his house for sale. And I had like a lot of people showing me and texting me, oh my God, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? I asked Brandon Bean. I said, hey, dude, like, you got your house for sale. Like, everybody wants to know what's going on. Are you leaving? Is there something going on? You know, you can tell me, not tell me, but I'm going to ask you. And he looked right at me and he goes, yeah, Sal, we had to downsize. Like, my kids are in college. So we're downsizing. Like, we're just going to move into another house. So, like, you don't, doesn't have to be this grand conspiracy or something like that. And by the way, Brandon Bean is still the GM of the Bills, obviously, right? So you don't have to have something mean something. It doesn't, it can, it doesn't have to. All right, that's number one on James Cook. Number two on James Cook is, let's remember that it's not just him. Every time we talk about James Cook wants this, James Cook. Yeah, he gives direction to his agent, but the agent generally handles a lot of this kind of stuff. And I'm just watching from afar and going, I just wonder, you know, how much this is agent driven, how much this is James Cook driven. You know, he hears this, and okay, put your house up for sale. Is, I'm not saying he doesn't, you know, James has to be on board, right? He's accountable. That's his agent. So he's going to kind of, you know, if he doesn't want it, want something, he can tell him, hey, back off, don't do that. But I do wonder in that scenario what, you know, what that dynamic is and how much maybe that's playing a role here. Brandon Bean said that they did have talks with James representatives. It was out there. He said, well, it's been out there, so I'll say it. We did. And when it became clear they weren't going to strike a deal this early in the offseason, they pivoted to others who they felt they could get done. And look what happened. First one up, Khalil Shakir, bam. Next one up, Greg Rousseau, bam. Next one up, Terrell Bernard, bam. And then finally, Christian Benford, bam. By the way, other thing about today's show, we're going to hear from Christian Benford, his session with the media yesterday. We'll do that at 11 a.m. So Christian Benford at 11 a.m., you'll hear everything he said about staying in Buffalo. So that leaves James Cook. And it doesn't leave a ton of money, but, you know, if you struck a deal right now, if James Cook raised his hand, went into Brandon Bean's office, whatever, and said, hey, I want to stay here. I mean, I know that this, we put all these numbers out there, but let's just make it work and I'll settle for, you know, whatever you're offering, whatever that is, which I'll get to in a second because I think this is important. If he said that and said, let's work it out this year, even if you don't have the money for the cap, let's do it at your number. It's getting done, folks. If that's the case, it's getting done, right? Like, that's all it takes. It's all it takes. Even though Brandon Bean says we're focusing on the draft. Yeah, of course. Anything can change at a moment's notice. We've seen that. All right. They're not trading Stephon Diggs until they trade Stephon Diggs. Myles Garrett is going to go to another team until he signs a contract extension with the Cleveland Browns. Anything can change at any point. Okay. But what's not really going to change, and this is the point between Cook and Mac Hollins, and why I think that they're so related in this regard in a totally different way, but they're very related in this one way. I think what people have to understand is, and I've been doing this long enough and talked with enough people in executive positions and GMs and personnel people and contract negotiators. Every team has their own, you know, cap guy and contract negotiator, like an agent for the team. I've talked with enough people to know what teams do is they put a value on a player. They say, this is, we've done the comps. This player is comparable to this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy. And we are comfortable paying him this amount of money. They put a value on a player, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced.
Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is not. Now, can you adjust the value? Of course. You can move things around a little bit here and there. Generally, you're not going to wildly adjust your value. That's your value for the guy. It's not a moving target based on what he tweets. It's not a moving target based on him putting his house up for sale. It's the value they put on him. Now, it can be a moving target based on performance the next year. It can be a bit of a moving target based on other deals that are signed. James Cook's value maybe a year ago, coming up the same season, might be different than now based on seeing what Barkley got and what Jacobs got last offseason. Here we are. But the Bills are going to put a value on James Cook. Brandon Bean said, we want to keep everything in-house. He said, but James is a grown man. He can put it out there what he wants. He's a grown man. He can do that. He doesn't like it. But he has the ability to do that. What I'm here to tell you is, the point is, it's not changing the value the Bills have on him. Couldn't they adjust a little bit? Yeah. Can they make build some things in for incentives? Sure. It's a negotiation, right? You always, one side starts low, one side starts high. You move a little bit. But this is the fact that we have enough evidence now. Like, we have enough evidence in the James Cook situation that the Bills have a certain value on him that they're not really moving. And James has a certain value on him and his agent that they're not really moving. And that's their right, too. But this isn't some deal where, oh my God, the Bills have to, they don't like what he's doing publicly, so they're going to raise their price or lower their price. No, it's the price. Hey, you can handle how you want, but we got a value on you. The same thing with Mac Hollins. Okay, when I tweet out a poll and says, would you give Mac Hollins that contract? And a lot of you say, well, what would it cost them? I had so many people say, deals don't happen in a vacuum. Well, that's true to a point, because we know that, because listen, I just told you, the Bills say, okay, we can't get a deal done with James. Who can we get a deal done? That all impacts it. But they're still going to have a value on Mac Hollins. They're still going to have a value on that player. The question might be timing and when you can get it done. But if you have a value on a player, I mean, this happened a couple years ago with Dane Jackson, actually, ironically, who's back now. And do you remember the J.D. McKissick situation? You remember all that happened a couple years ago? J.D. McKissick agreed to a deal with the Bills. He agreed to a deal with the Bills. The Bills then, they had a value on Dane Jackson. They could have signed him, but because of the cap space, we can't do that. So they had to kind of let Dane go. I think it was Dane, I think in this scenario, if I remember right. So they let him go. And then J.D. McKissick backed out. They could have gone back to Dane Jackson and signed him. So yes, it can be. It isn't completely in a vacuum. I get it. But it wasn't like they completely changed their value on Dane Jackson because of J.D. McKissick. What happened was the cap space changed and the ability to afford him changed. I'm here to tell you, just based on everything I know and how this plays out, the Bills had a value on Mac Hollins. The Patriots had a higher value. That's why he's gone. And for whatever reason, he decided to go there. And I think it has a lot to do with Josh McDaniels. In fact, I know, being in New England as well. But that's when I say how James Cook and Mac Hollins are related. The way they're related is this is how it works for everyone. You put a value on a player and then you say, is he worth that? Can you adjust? Sure. You're not adjusting wildly. You could also kind of put some funny money in there to say, we're going to make it look better for the agent to put some numbers out there, some incentives. He's not going to reach the incentives. Okay, but that's okay. I mean, that happens too. 803-0550. All right. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina to start us off here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Phil. How are you? First off, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
this James Cook situation, it reminds me a lot of what his brother did in Minnesota. My daughter is a huge Vikings fan. She loves the Bills, but she's always been a Vikings fan. And we've talked about this. Cook's brother did the same thing. Had a couple good years in the beginning, was a two-down back. Minnesota had Matheson as a third down back, and he demanded huge money just because he thought he had a good year. Now, you know, I'm not going to discredit James Cook at all. I think he's very talented, but he's way above and beyond where he should be or where he should be thinking. I mean, how does he demand to have more money than Derrick Henry? How does he demand to have some of this money that people who are, he's not even been in the league to earn it long enough. So I think if we look for a running back, maybe in the fourth round, James Schettivo from Arizona State, there's going to be some talent there. I already like Johnson as our backup running back and Davis. I think we've got a lot of talent there. You know what? I don't think Brandon Bean should go ahead and sweat this James Cook thing out. I think he's going to create his own hole in the ground, and Cook's going to try to have to see if he can dig himself out of what his mouth, the check that his mouth can't cash yet. And he needs to have more of an eye-opening appearance or an eye-opening that, you know what, you're talented, you're a good back, but you're not Saquon Barkley. You haven't taken us to a Super Bowl. It's just frustration on my part. He's taking advice from the wrong people, and I think one of those people is his brother.
Well, his brother, I think, shares the same agent or shared. Thank you, Mark, for the call. Mark is actually a great example of something I wanted to bring up. Like, I know this happens in every market. I understand that. But I think here in Buffalo, it kind of ramps up even more because of the type of market we are, the type of people we are, where a lot of us come from. When you make it about money and keep asking and you create some sort of issue and divide, the fans start to turn on you a little bit. And I'm not saying, look, Mark says, I love James Cook. I get it. I'm not saying Mark's turning on him, but there is a segment of this fan base that is really, I'd say, really upset that, you know, at James Cook doing this and making him seem really like the bad guy in this scenario. Doesn't mean it's fair or right. I just think in this market in Buffalo, when that happens, look, I go back. A lot of you are going to remember this. I remember when Joe Cribbs did this. This is pre-salary cap. Joe Cribbs, early, mid-1980s, really good running back. Contract dispute with Ralph Wilson. Know what he said? Did I'm going to the USFL. Just like Jim Kelly in a different way. He was drafted, never signed. Joe Cribbs did the same thing. Went to the USFL. Like, and I remember the backlash. This goes back many years. I remember this happening with Bruce Smith early on in his career. Yes, I know it happens in a lot of markets, but I just think in Buffalo, this is one of the places you go down that road, you change perception of you from fans. Let's go to Dan and Kenmore. Hi, Dan.
How are you doing? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. It's tomorrow, but I appreciate the early birthday. Thank you.
Now, on Cook, he wants to get paid like the big boys, but the Bills say he doesn't play like the big boys. He's a year left on his contract. Play him like one of the big boys and see what he does with it. If he can't handle it, then you don't put the $15 million out for him. And then cut your cord with him or trade him or what. But you know what you have at that point.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dan. I think in a couple things on this. All right. First of all, we don't know what the Bills' value is in James Cook. I have no idea. Does anybody know? Brandon Bean doesn't do that. He doesn't say we value him at $10 million. He said he doesn't want to value him like one of the big boys. If you found out today, Dan, or anybody else listening, if you found out today, and I don't know this, we don't know this, but let's just say hypothetically, you found out today that the Bills view James Cook as a $10 million back. Folks, that's still sixth in the league. That's sixth. That's, to me, one of the big boys. The problem with what you're saying is, Dan, yeah, you can treat him like that. You're not going to cut your nose to spite your face. Sorry. You don't want to do it. If James Cook can't handle that kind of work of what you're talking about, then you're going to hurt your team. So I don't think the Bills are going to do that. We also don't know. I mean, I think that the big question is what actually happens this year and him playing and showing up and fines and all that. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Jeff in Buffalo's up next before we get to Jonah Bronstein on the other side of this break. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, guy. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
When the news broke out that, he came out and said, I want $15 million, feed me, pay me, whatever. Me and my son, and like, say, I go back to the Cribbs days and the Thurman days. And the Bills, I mean, they never really do pay a running back. And the way that the team's set up, as you know, with the quarterback, so on and so forth, and some of the other people that we pay, I just don't see it happening. And if you look at Cook's overall, as long as he's been here, his carries, the one caller's right, he sort of like doesn't justify being paid that much. I mean, you're not getting, 70% of the carries, and who knows if you're, how your body or if you can even pull that off as a James Cook, a 70, a 65. And that's not going to happen in this offense. So I don't see us spending money on Cook, even though he's a good – I got none against the guy, talented, got his own little thing, shake going there. But I think longevity, you haven't seen it yet. And a workload, is it worth $15 million? Isn't even worth $12 million. And I just, again, the way the Bills are set up, salary cap wise and so on and so forth, I just don't see Cook. So if you could move him, and again, here goes, you know, it's a lot easier said than done. I'm not saying we're going to get a second round pick for him, because that's just not the way it works, especially when this team's got to pay this guy coming up. So, yeah, I mean, if you could pull off something, whether it be future pick or something like that, or determinant on his output and what he does for that team that you trade him to, I just don't. Otherwise, this is just going to be a thorn. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, I got to run, buddy. I got to get to a break. I appreciate it. I think that, you know, you've made your point. No doubt about it. Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to run here. You made some good points there. I will say, look, and obviously things change, right? We can't compare what, you know, the Bills of the 80s or 90s did with running backs and how they paid them versus today. I was making the point of, you know, that there was a contentious relationship between Cribbs and Ralph Wilson. But your overall point is right, I think, about how this team is constructed. I agree completely. This team is constructed to pay the quarterback and make sure that, you know, he has enough people around him. Once you start paying a lot of other positions on offense around the quarterback, it's a lot tougher, right, to do that. So you're paying the quarterback and for the right reasons there. Okay, a couple of things. First of all, thank you very much, Jack. I appreciate it. And he reminded me on Twitter, at Sal Sports, it was Levi Wallace who they lost because of the J.D. McKissick thing. Thank you. See, I'll be 52 tomorrow, Jack, and I'm kind of losing, you know, my memories a little bit over the last couple of years, but I appreciate it. That's right. It was J.D. McKissick who the Bills almost signed J.D. McKissick. They didn't, and that kind of cost them Levi Wallace in free agency. So, yeah, thank you very much. And again, yes, thanks, Mike. I did correct myself. I want to make sure we do it again. The UB game, the women's NIT final is Saturday at Alumni Arena at 5 p.m., and that's why we are going to talk with Jonah Bronstein about it up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Stay with me.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.